Hi, Zach. What's up?
I just wanted to come on here and, like, say that the Earth can't be billions of years old. Due to the magnetic field, it would burn up if it was billions of years old.
Interesting. Got anything else to say?
Well, like, if it was, it literally can't, because we would have been melted, like, just over a few thousand years ago.
By what?
The magnetic field heating up, because it's getting weaker at, like, over time.
Uh-huh.
And that's like a fact. It's not just like a hearsay thing. So, like, how can it be billions of years old?
Uh-huh. What evidence do you have that magnetic fields can't fluctuate?
What do you, like, in order for them to fluctuate, something has to control that. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah, we know Earth has a molten outer core of iron that circulates. So the Earth's magnetic field has lost 30% of its strength in the last 200 years, right?
Yeah.
So that means the Earth cannot be more than 700 years old. There. The Earth is 700 years old.
You just disproved your own point.
I disproved your point that the Earth must be... Yeah, see, you're trying to use this as evidence that Earth is thousands of years old. And it's not evidence of that.
Well, what's your evidence that it's billions of years old then?
Radiometric dating. The universe can't be thousands of years old because we can see billions of light years.
You can't prove, like, their age just by half-life. You can't prove that.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. You measure it, and that proves it.
The half-life begins to get too small to measure after a certain period of time.
Yeah, luckily some things have enormous half-lives, and it's extremely easy to tell the difference between whether or not only one half-life has occurred or two. When you get to the point where it's like 10 or 11 half-lives, yeah, then it's really tricky. But different isotopes have half-lives of different lengths, and for others, it's not difficult at all.
It's just confusing that over 70%.
I'm certain it's very confusing for you. I'm 100% sure.
Hey, I want to ask you about evolution, like how it began, like the first cell.
I don't know.
So then it might be like magic or something, like the creation of life.
I doubt it was magical, because nothing about life is magical. So to me, I don't think it makes very much sense to assume that the origin of something would be completely different than its operation.
Yeah, I mean, but and you said the God hypothesis is useless, but even Darwin believed in God, and he said that evolution was
when he was younger. He did, but
yeah,
he became agnostic in his older age.
But he thought that in order for evolution to happen, it was needed to be a God in order to do this.
I don't think he ever said that.
Yeah, in his book, you can read it on page, I guess it's 92. He says that it's neat to have a God in order to evolve.
Let's go to Gutenberg, the world's largest online library. I'm certain on the origin of species is there.
Yeah, but like even you, having you wonder.
By means of natural selection. Yep, this is on here. Let's read it on the web.
Yeah, but.
Let's do Command F. God. The word God appears one time in the entire book. It makes the works of God a mere mockery and deception. Well, let's go backwards. To admit this view is, as it seems to me, to reject a real for an unreal, or at least for an unknown cause. It makes the works of God a mere mockery and deception. I would almost as soon believe with the old and ignorant cosmogonists, I don't know what that is, that fossil shells had never lived but had been created in stone as to mock the shells now living in the seashore. Interesting. So what is he talking about here?
Yeah,
He who
but
believes that such
I
equine
mean,
species with
what do you
poison
think
tongue
when you see like two
could have the
species
tendency
like
to vary.
let's say insects that are so similar to some plants? Don't you think that that is a sign of intelligence in evolution?
To his
The fact
parents and their
that the
strange natural
insects
appearance was
are
like.
so similar
Okay,
to plants.
so. Okay, so. Back up. Nowhere in this book does Darwin argue that God is responsible for life on this planet.
No, not for life, but like for
Well,
the
you said that he
evolution.
did, though, and he didn't.
I mean, I don't know what about that book, but I saw a book where he said that. Let's say he didn't say, let's say he.
Probably a book written by somebody that doesn't believe in evolution.
No, I mean, it was a book about evolution, but let's say he didn't know. But even if he didn't, like, how do you think that an insect has become so similar to, let's say, to a leaf of a plant?
Evolution.
But do you think evolution is intelligent? Is someone intelligent to do
It
that?
doesn't need to be intelligent. All it has to do is be selective.
But so selective to be like really close and really similar to other species? Don't you think that's kind of intelligence over there?
What?
Like the fact that there is some similarities when I don't know how you say this in English, like camouflage, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Like camouflage, when they do it like so perfectly, doesn't look like it's some sort of intelligence in order to those genes to evolve.
So it doesn't need to be intelligent, it just needs to be selective.
But do you think selective will lead you to that
If
really
it
close
increases
similarities?
your odds of survival, then yeah.
But do you think that it will lead you to like be literally exactly looking the same as a leaf? Do you really think that?
Yeah, I see absolutely no limiting factor.
I don't know, but to me that's a proof that there's an intelligence over there. And another fact is that
But
yeah.
why?
Because it should be an intelligence, you know, like if it's not intelligence, it should be something like random things, like just randomly evolving, randomly getting defects. And
Things don't evolve randomly. Natural selection's very non-random.
how is that?
Because there's selection.
Yeah, but like that selection happens because of random mutations on genes, right?
The selection doesn't happen because of those. What gets selected, well, how do I
Yeah,
want to say
what?
this? What
Yeah.
gets selected is a, how do I want to say this? Natural selection itself is non-random. The variations themselves, there's a very large random component to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what ends up getting selected is very non-random.
No, not what's getting selected, but the random mutations that lead you to there. Those are need to be random if there's
Yeah, but
not
that doesn't matter
intelligence.
because not every random change is equally good, and the ones that are not beneficial for survival don't get selected. So you have you
Yeah, but
the
randomness at the
production
end.
of these various forms of a trait
Yeah, those
come about
mutations.
randomly, but the ones that are selected non-randomly, and so that shapes the overall population.
Yeah, but like random mutations lead you to so such similarities. I mean, that's just how I
Yeah,
think. Yeah,
there's no
but
limiting factor there.
to me it is, but anyway,
But what's the
and
limitation?
I mean, to me randomness doesn't get me there like to such similarities, you know?
But that's the that so your argument is your conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. And about the Big Bang, For
Well, as long as
example,
you admit it.
the Big Bang, it was created by a Catholic preacher.
It
So
was
he,
created by science.
no, by a Catholic preacher, the theory.
It was created by science.
It was
Sci
a
scientific
science,
observations discovered it. The
science, but the
scientific method
scientist,
described it.
yeah, but the scientist was actually a Catholic preacher.
Yeah, he was a guy too. So does that mean women can't do science?
No, but that means that
Then what does his Catholicism have anything to do with anything?
no, it has to do with the fact that I'm not sure, but I guess that
Well, as long as you admit it.
yeah, but the fact is that here you are like proposing that someone who believes in God, it has to be like someone less intelligent for believing in God. I know you didn't say it, but that's what I think. I mean, if that's not true, just tell me that you think that Christians are just as intelligent as the rest of the people, the rest of the scientists.
Do I think that Christians are just as intelligent? If you have any substantially large population, then they're going to be of average intelligence. So, yeah.
So you don't think that believing God is something like, let's say, for fools?
No.
All right, that's pretty good. And yeah, so that's about it. The other thing is that I have a video, not here on my channel, but I have a video of a friend who saw a shadow, so a human shadow. And so that to me is kind of proof that there is spiritual things that science don't believe in.
Because somebody saw a shadow.
Yeah, but but I got it in video.
Huh.
And also I
What is
have,
that? What is that?
yeah, it's a
What
shadow,
is
but that
that?
has an
What is
explanation.
that? What is that? What do
Yeah,
you
your shadow
mean?
has an explanation for sure.
What do you mean? What
The shadow that
do
I
you
got in
mean?
video, it does
What do
not
you
have an
mean?
explanation. Yeah.
Stop manipulating photons.